On Christmas, we meet the shepherds. The shepherds teach us to listen, to travel, to share, and to rejoice. On Epiphany, we meet the Magi, those wise men from the East. And they invite us to do four things: to seek, to worship, to give, and to go. Guided by a star, these Magi set out from their native land. The Magi were not Jews. They were not members of the chosen people of God. Yet they are the first to show us that the Lord Jesus had come into the world for all people and all nations. The mission and message of the Lord Jesus will be for the whole world. The Magi followed the star in response to the call of God to a deeper and more intimate relationship with Him. Now we come to the celebration of the Eucharist, responding to the same invitation. Like the Magi, we seek the Lord, and we come to be fed by the Word of God and the bread of life. When the Magi found the child Jesus in the arms of his mother Mary, they fell down in worship. They recognized their own unworthiness, and they recognized the majesty and the goodness of God. The Magi had come to worship because they now saw the one whom they had been seeking. As we enter the church, we bend our knees and bow our heads to Christ, truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. We revere the image of Mary, our Lord's dear mother, for she always desires to bring us closer to Jesus. At the beginning of each and every Mass, we call to mind our sins. We recognize our own unworthiness, and we beg the mercy of God Most High. Like the wise men, we come to worship the one who loves us and the one who has come to save us. Now, having sought him and worshiped him, the Magi presented their gifts to the newborn king. The three gifts that were presented show at the beginning of our Lord's life on earth both who he is and what he has come to do. The Magi present to this child the gold that is appropriate for one who is a king. They present to him frankincense because he is the high priest of the heavenly temple. And they bring him a gift of myrrh because this child was born to die for the sins of the whole world. We will not hear again of myrrh in the gospel until the holy women bring myrrh and other spices to the tomb very early in the morning on the first day of the week. When we look carefully at the three gifts given by the Magi, we see that the cross of Calvary casts its shadow even unto Bethlehem. In these three gifts, we see that the Christ child is indeed King and God and sacrifice. In every celebration of the Eucharist, we present the gifts of our very lives to the Lord Jesus. In our baptism, we were each anointed priest, prophet, and king. In every celebration of the Mass, we bring the gold of our joys and thanksgivings, the frankincense of our prayers, and the myrrh of our sorrows and sufferings. As the bread and wine are offered on the altar, each of us, like the Magi, offer our gifts, our prayers, and our sufferings. And when we have presented our gifts, and after the Lord Jesus has given us the true gift of himself in Holy Communion, our lives cannot be the same. The Magi, having encountered the child Jesus, departed for their country by another way. They had seen God face to face, and life could never be the same again. They could not walk the same road, at least not in the same way. For they had now seen the one who is himself the end of the journey. We beg our Lord for the grace to be transformed by his body and blood, so that we may truly become him whom we receive in Holy Communion. And then, perhaps, dear brothers and sisters, having sought the Lord, worshipped him, presented our gifts to him, and been sent forth from him, our lives, yours and mine, will be for someone else a star that lights the way to Jesus. Amen.